This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 9th of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing on Basic Processes. This group processing session is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, and this is March the 9th. 1954, an hour of basic processes. These processes are basic. Now I want you to grab hold of the corners of the room, get interested in them, and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you were not. Okay. Now, create some space around yourself, whether exteriorized or interiorized, by putting up 8 anchor points, the 8 corners of a cube. Put them up. Now pull them in on yourself. Now put them up and pull them in. And repeat that process many times, each time with a new set of anchor points. Put up 8, pull them in. Hold on to the ones you got in, put up 8 more, pull them in. Hold on to the new 8, put up 8 more, pull them in. Let's do that a lot more. Put up 8 points, pull them in. No matter how black or foggy these points are, just put them up and pull them in. Let's do it a lot more. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Hold on to the ones you got. Put up 8 more and pull them in on yourself. Hold on to those. 8 more. Pull those in. All right, now start concentrating on making these anchor points as dense and massive as possible, and then pull them in. You're pulling them in too quick, you're getting an explosion. We don't want an explosion. Eight more, pull them in. Hold on to them while you put up 8 more and pull them in. Now let's crush down the mass which you now have accumulated and put up 8 more and pull them in. This is the remedy of having this in its purest form. Eight more and pull them in. Okay, do what you please with those. And now let's pick out a nice, big, massive mass in the immediate surroundings or in the countryside around about. Something nice and big, like a rock mountain or something of the sort. Now let's duplicate it. And now let's duplicate it many, many times. Duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it. Now don't duplicate the duplicate. Duplicate the original each time. Do what you please with the duplicates, but let's just duplicate it many, many times. Let's duplicate it some more. And duplicate it some more. Now in these duplicates, let's make the duplicate as massive and dense as the object. Okay, now do what you please with those duplicates. Now let's find a nothingness around somewhere. Find a nothingness. Got a nothingness? All right. Now duplicate that many times. And remember, duplicate the original, not the duplicate. Duplicate that nothingness many times. Duplicate that nothingness some more now. Many times. Okay, now do what you please with those duplicates. And now, let's recall something that's really real to you. And let's recall a time when you were in good communication with something. And now let's recall a time when you felt some affinity for something. And let's get something now that's really real to you. Time's really real. And a time when something was in good communication with you. A time when something was in good communication with you. And a time when something felt some affinity for you. Something, someone felt some affinity for you. And a time that is really real to you. And a time when you were in good communication with someone. And a time when you felt some real affinity for someone. And a time that's really real to you. A time when you were in good communication with someone. Time when you felt some affinity for someone. Now something that's really real to you. A time when someone was in communication with you. A time when someone felt some affinity for you. Okay, let's look around your surroundings now and find something that's real to you. Look around and find something that's real to you with your eyes closed. All right, let's reach for it and contact it. Now let's withdraw from it. Okay. Now, let's find some things you are not in. Get this with certainty, some things you're not in. All right, now let's look around and find some things you're not trying to get out of. And some things you're not in. I'll check over some things you're not in. Now find some things you don't have to get into. Now let's just look around and find where you are not. Find some more places where you are not. Okay. Now let's mark up the body in front of you flip-flopping. That is to say, flopping around out of control in terror or agony. Let's do that again. The body flopping around out of control in terror or agony. Let's do that again. Body out of control in terror or agony. Let's do that again. Okay, now let's mark up the body in the throes of an uncontrollable emotion. Do that again. Do that again. Not the length of time you do it, it's the number of times you do it. And again. And again, the body in the throes of an uncontrollable emotion. And again. And again. And now the body confronted with something it dare not see or observe. And again. Again and many times. Many times. Confronted with something it dare not see or observe. Many times. Many more times. Okay. Now, mock up the body in an unbearable state of knowingness. Again and again. The body in an unbearable state of knowingness. Many times. Many more times. More times, body in an unbearable state of knowingness. Okay, throw all those mock-ups away. Now, let's get the body in an uncontrollable state because of effort. And duplicate that many times. Whatever occurs to you, too tired, struck down with an impact, uncontrollable by reason of effort. Duplicate that many times. More times. Okay. Set those aside, and now let's mock up the body obsessively thinking beyond control. Thinking obsessively beyond control. Duplicate it many times. Thinking obsessively beyond control. Do it many times. Many more times. many more times. Okay, throw all those aside. I get the body stricken out of control by a symbol, something that confronts it, some symbol that confronts it, which throws it out of control. Duplicate that many times. Some symbol, object, meaning confronts it. It's immediately stricken. Duplicate that many times. Body confronted by some symbol or object goes out of control by reason of. Okay, sweep all that aside. Now get the body swept beyond redemption by reason of eating. Something happens about eating and the body goes out of your control. And duplicate that many times. Duplicate it many times. Okay. Set that aside. Now get the body beyond your control because of sex. Duplicate that many times. The body beyond your control because of sex. Do that many more times. Body beyond your control because of sex. Do that many more times. Okay, sweep all those mock-ups aside. Mock up your body, flip-flopping, out of control, and falling dead and going away to dust. Flip-flopping, out of control, dead, dust. Flip-flopping, out of control, dead, dust. Do that many times. Okay, throw that aside. Now mock up your body in an ideal state and duplicate that many times, making it better and better each time. And let's do that many more times, the body in an ideal state. Many more times. Many more times. Body in an ideal state. Okay. Now let's take the chronic emotion, or lack of it, which you have, and put it into the front wall of the room. A chronic emotional state. And put it into the front wall of the room. Into the back wall of the room. Into the right side of the room, the whole wall. Into the left wall of the room. Into the floor. Into the ceiling. Okay, now let's take your chronic emotional state and put it in a wall which you put outside the front wall of the room. Let's put a wall outside the front wall of the room. Put your chronic emotional state in it. Now let's put a wall outside the back wall of the room and put your chronic emotional state in that. The state which you feel most of the time. Now let's put a wall outside the right-hand wall of the room and put your chronic emotion in that. And a wall outside the left wall of the room. Make it a good wall now. And put your chronic emotion in the whole of that. Now let's put a floor well down below the floor and put your chronic emotion in that. And put a ceiling well up above the ceiling. And put your chronic emotion in the ceiling. Now put it in your right foot. In your left foot. In your right hand. In your left hand. Now put it in your back. Now put it in your head. Now put a robot, any kind of a mechanical doll, that is standing well beyond the front wall of the room. Now put a doll or robot well beyond the back wall of the room and put your chronic emotion in that. Now put a robot well beyond the right-hand wall of the room and put your chronic emotion in that. And a robot well beyond the left wall of the room and put your chronic emotion in that. And put a rabbit down in the ground underneath the building and put your chronic emotion in that. And a rabbit or doll way up in the sky and put your chronic emotion in that. Okay, let's throw all those away. Now let's get two objects which you're not trying to hold apart. And then get a series of two each that you're not trying to hold apart. Spot them and verify the fact that you're not doing it. Two at a time, two objects you're not trying to hold apart. Okay, now let's get a series, two each time. Of objects that you're not holding together. Two objects which you're not holding together, which are together. That you're not holding together. Okay. Now let's get a series of objects, two each, that are apart, but you're not holding apart. And a series of objects which are together, two each, which you're not holding together. Okay. Now let's get a series of two each, objects which are apart. And you say arbitrarily that you're holding them together. Two objects which are apart, and you say you're holding them together. Insist on it. And two more which are apart, and you say you're holding those together, and so on. Two at a time, say you're holding them together. Okay, now a series of objects, two each, which are together. Which you say you're holding apart. Lots of those, lots of pairs. Okay, now let's take two objects which are apart, and you say you're holding them together, series of them. Lots of them. Okay, in a series of objects, two each, which are together, which you say you're holding apart. Okay, now let's get a series of objects, two each, which are apart, which you're not holding apart. Okay. Now let's just look around the environment, your surroundings, and select objects at random and say that's wrong. Find lots of them, just rapidly. That's wrong. That one's wrong, and that's wrong. Lots more of them. All right, now have all these objects chorus, but it's really wrong with you, and indicate you. Have them do it again. Have them do it again. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on and don't think. Now find something that's really real. Feel it. Something you can really feel. It's really real. Let go. Find some places you're not. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.